The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
We are back. 8 o'clock Central Time, a.m., of course. And it's Thursday, February 23rd, 2023. So glad you could join us for this hour. We've got a fentanyl crisis, of course, going on in America right now, and this has forced Butler County, Pennsylvania, to decide that they're going to end sanctuary status for illegal aliens because they noticed that when you invite all the illegals in, the drugs come with. And they've consistently voted Republican in the last few election cycles, decided, you know what, all these illegal aliens are being arrested by ICE agents and they're being, you know, busted for drugs. They're bringing all this fentanyl with them, and we can't have that anymore. See, San Francisco is also starting to think about that as well. Of course, we've heard nothing out of them, their board of supervisors. Won't know yet. But now the sanctuary status looks like it's going to come to an end in Butler County, Pennsylvania, for what it's worth. Governor Greg Gianforte, he is Montana's governor, basically sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland making it clear that the BATF's pistol brace rule is not going to be enforced in the state of Montana. This follows a letter from the Arkansas Sheriff's Association. They're also telling the BATF, up yours, pal. We're not enforcing this. See, these braces actually help those who are more debilitated use higher caliber weapons. That's what they're for. And, of course, they want to, you know, you have to turn them all in. Turn in your guns. See, it's another one of these. You give this agency, these aren't even elected officials, and they want to take away things. They want to take away your Second Amendment rights. Shouldn't do that. And meanwhile, if you're a librarian in the state of Arkansas, oh, that state is starting to become very attractive looking. They got a governor, first off, that it's right thinking, that's spiritual in nature. Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee just gave a due pass recommendation Monday to a bill that would penalize librarians who knowingly distribute what is deemed obscene material. Now, I have not seen Senate Bill 81, all right? But every single bill that comes out there that's presented in any form whatsoever, including the Texit bill, which, by the way, State Rep. Brian Slayton, who said he was going to sign that and file the bill, has yet to file it. He has until March 11th to do it, and everybody needs to blow up his phone and call that rep up and tell him to get that Texit bill filed. But the thing is that Senate Bill 81 would require schools and public libraries to create committees that would determine what library material is considered obscene. Well, that, of course, is if you got a woke system, don't you think that their library material and what they consider obscene is going to be different than what the conservative community is going to think about? The bill does not change the federal definition of obscenity, according to the bill's sponsor, Senator Dan Sullivan of Jonesboro. If it passes, a librarian knowingly distributing material deemed obscene could be charged with a felony. A librarian who simply possesses the material could face a misdemeanor charge. Right now, librarians, public schools, and public libraries are excluded from the obscenity law. Sullivan says, I don't think there's anyone that's above the law. I don't think we should have people who have special stature, including our librarians. Can't discriminate out there. See, somebody's got the right idea. You see, they don't want your kids reading this gobbledygook. because they want to insert a lot of this transgender stuff into libraries. Not a good thing. There's more and more of them coming out saying, I made a mistake. I'm detransitioning. This is awful. And I'm walking around. I became a man from being a woman. I had my breasts lopped off. I had a hysterectomy. I took puberty blockers. And now I talk like this. Not attractive. And now I made a mistake. And I was talked into it. This is one reason why the family unit is breaking up. Yep. Crazy as it may seem, welcome to America. Brady in Vegas, good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. All those transgenders that are having serious problems after their surgery, they got a safe place to go. Now, I don't know if you heard that Minnesota is going to be a sanctuary state for transgenders. What a great state. I used to, yeah, isn't that a great state? I was born in Minnesota, but I don't know what is worse in this state, in the United States, California or Minnesota. It has definitely become the land of loons. And one thing, too, they banned coal, gas, and oil in Minnesota now. Okay, what are you going to do with your chainsaws out in the woods? What are you going to do with all your other saws that you're running on your farms if you're going to be run on batteries? I don't think they're thinking too far ahead, but the one that got me was kind of funny is they want to ban Zambonis. That's the things that clean the ice
rink. Yeah, I know what they are.
Can you imagine the size of that electric battery for a Zamboni? and one other thing, too, you brought up earlier in the week, Dave, that the government has been going after chicken eggs. And I was wondering why they were going after chicken eggs. So I researched and researched and researched. And guess what I found, Dave?
What'd you find?
That the chicken eggs are anti-venom. Oh, boy. We've been doing studies since 2021 looking at the effectiveness of antibodies in chicken egg yolks as anti-venom. And they were using the snake, a viper from Africa. So as I've been saying for the last 2 years, it isn't COVID, isn't a virus, it's a venomation. And more people are getting to that effect. Why do you think they went after the eggs? Why do you think they went after the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, the zinc, the vitamin C, the vitamin A, quercetin, anything that would stop their bioweapon they went after?
Yep. Well, the truth is going to come out because now the House committees are going to start looking into COVID-19. And I'm like, oh, another shift show. Wow. I would really like to have some more data on when Minnesota banned all this. If you have some research that you could send me to support@thepowerhour.com, I sure would like to see all of that. I realize that, you know, that's a really huge statement. And I have not seen that news yet. So if you've got something that you've got to share, we appreciate getting that. And thanks for your call, Brady. We appreciate that. In the health category, we have 16 more reasons that black seed is the remedy for everything but death. And so this is Nigella sativa. That's AKA black seed. And of course, there's an article that was put out a few years ago called The Remedy for Everything But Death, which describes the research on the many ways in which black seed is potentially life-saving medicinal food and one of our most popular articles with over 700,000 social media shares and close to 2 million views. Believe it or not, it kills MRSA. And it heals the chemical weapon poison body. It stimulates regeneration of the dying beta cells within the diabetic's pancreas. Yet too few even know it exists. That's why we carry it at the Power Mall. So here's the thing. The black seed helps with type 2 diabetes. 2 grams of black seed a day resulted in reduced fasting glucose, decreased insulin resistance, increased beta cell function, and reduced glycosylated hemoglobin in human subjects. And, of course, helps to get rid of Helicobacter pylori infections in the stomach. They were traditionally known to have anticonvulsive properties, as far as epilepsy, used for treating high blood pressure and asthma and acute tonsillopharyngitis, chemical weapons injuries. Maybe the people in East Palestine would take heart to taking some of this black seed. Might help them get better. It reduces respiratory symptoms, chest wheezing, pulmonary function test values. Colon cancer? Yeah, they're finding uses for that in suppression of cancer growth. And opiate addiction withdrawal. A study on 35 opiate addicts found black seed as an effective therapy in long-term treatment of opioid dependence. Huh. And, of course, you can add the additional potential health benefits. Prevents radiation damage. The thymoquinone protects brain tissue from radiation-induced nitrosative stress. Protects against damage from a heart attack. Morphine dependence toxicity. Prevents kidney damage associated with diabetes. Prevents social or post-surgical adhesions. Prevents Alzheimer's associated with neurotoxicity. Suppresses breast cancer growth. Exhibits anti-psoriasis properties. Prevents brain pathology associated with Parkinson's. Kills highly aggressive glioblastoma brain cancer cells. And kills leukemia cells. Suppresses liver cancer growth. Prevents diabetic pathologies. Suppresses cervical cancer cell growth. Prevents lead-induced brain damage. For those of you who have lived in leaded environments in your houses built way long ago. And it kills oral cancer cells. That's why we have whole food black seed oil, as well as the capsules at the Power Mall, which is now open, by the way. Xylazine, a drug used to sedate large animals, has been linked to an increasing number of overdose deaths across the country. The drug is also known as Trank or Trank Dope and Zombie Drug. It's being used to cut heroin, fentanyl, and other illicit drugs, according to the New York Post. Side effects can be horrifying. It can literally rot a user's skin. It's really for veterinary use, not for humans. And for those who overdose, do not respond to Naxalone or Narcan. Naxalazone, actually. The most common overdose reversal treatment. It does not respond to that. Xylazine results in excessive sleepiness, slows breathing and heart rate, causes raw wounds that become severe and quickly spread throughout the body. And you might end up having to get an amputation if you leave it untreated. Sauna use, by the way, is now being pushed. We have that available at the Power Hour, the Power Mall, what's our partner's tabs, the Far Infrared Sauna Partner. Sauna bathing can be used as an exercise mimicking tool to increase your longevity and health span. Men using Finnish style dry heat sauna 7 times a week cut their risk of death from fatal heart problems in half compared to those who only use it once a week. Fact you may not have known. Now I'm going to get to the part of the conversation where they're talking about breaking up the family unit. Remember we talked about that early in the show? Yeah. Here's a new study, Pew Research. 63% of young American men are single. Most young women are in relationships. It's unsettling. 63% between the ages of 18 and 29 are single, while only 34% of women in the same age range are single. Overall, adults in the lowest age cohort are most likely to be single, meaning they're not married, living with a partner, or in a committed romantic relationship. 47% of all U.S. adults under the age of 30 are single, whereas the next highest age range, 30 to 49-year-olds, are least likely to be single at 21%, while young men are more far more likely to be single than middle-aged men. The same pattern does not exist or persist among females. Young women report being single at the same rate as women 65 and older. Not only are the young men in America significantly more likely to be single, they're also more likely to be friendless, lonely, and sexually uninvolved. The rate of suicide of this age group is four times that in men than in women. And now with the jab and the sterility factor, you wonder why our population is shrinking. See, if you're sterile, what can't you have? Kids. That's one way of breaking up the family unit, isn't it? And for those of us who have never donned a housekeeper's uniform, oh, God, I just got a very, very bad visual of that. I have a real hard time with that. We might assume that the precision and crispness of how a bed is made in a hotel room might be repeated at every other spot, but a new narrative by a former hotel housekeeper, Tara Richardson, for Well and Good, might have you bringing your own sanitary wipes and disinfectants the next time you head out on vacation. Wow. All those things that you didn't know when you visited a hotel. You thought everything got clean in a hotel room? Well, you'd be wrong. When you consider a housekeeper is expected to clean 15 to 20 rooms in an 8-hour shift, they've only got 30 minutes per room. Once the bed's turned into a masterpiece, that leaves restocking the minibar, putting up new towels, dumping out the trash cans, refreshing the soap and shampoo supplies, vacuuming the floor. And by the time that 30-minute limit dings, there's a number of things that are qualifiable that we'll do that later. Items could send a clean freak overboard. Yeah. Believe it or not, here's the thing. Coffee makers are only superficially clean. Quick spray and a wipe. Yep, they just want to know. These are rarely deep cleaned. There's lots of bacteria, sometimes even mold growing inside because of stagnant water left there by the previous user and improper cleaning. Avoiding the ice bucket might be a good move, too, because that plastic liner is nothing more than a prophylactic. Yep, what that means is you don't go to the condom machine and try to fill up your ice cube bucket using a condom. Please, it's folly, okay? Ice buckets uses dog dishes, puke buckets. The buckets are only superficially cleaned. Yeah. And what goes hand in hand with the ice bucket? Glasses. Those two are made her Richardson's things to avoid list. Where she worked, drinking glasses and coffee cups were simply rinsed out and wiped in the bathroom sink. They weren't given dish soap, nor was the glassware collected and taken to be properly washed in the dishwasher. No, just rinse it out and put it back. Oh, yum. So, I don't know. Maybe people are going to cut down on their hotel traveling. Maybe not a good time to be in the hospitality business unless you really are a 5-star hotel and you clean up everything, right? Popular sleep aids are increasing dementia risk, according to a study. Sleep aids are linked to 80% increased risk of dementia. Yeah, that study, approximately 3,000 older white and black adults without dementia over an average duration of 9 years to find out that white participants who use sleep medications have a 79% increased risk of developing dementia. And we're talking about benzodiazepines, trazodone, Z drugs, anything that like Zopiclone, Azopiclone, Zaloplan, Zolpidem, which is Ambien. That's why we have Herbal Z's, which is a natural, all-natural, non-habit-forming sleep aid available at the Power Mall, so you don't end up getting dementia. Wouldn't that be nice? And did you know, you ever heard of Formosa Oolong? Oh, Formosa Oolong is a tea that can actually, according to a study published in the journal Aging, drinking oolong tea regularly can help improve longevity. According to a randomized controlled clinical trial of 43 healthy adult men. Interesting, huh? In the world of the economy, because most of you are like, oh, God, we got to pay these crazy prices at the grocery store. The Fed is warning of more rate hikes. Yeah, the rate hikes, you know, in interest rates. Yeah. I tell you, and this is, you know, our forefathers warned us about this. They're talking about reining in inflation. Here's the thing. When you are allowed to manipulate the market like they do, you make a mess of things. And our forefathers warned us about this. Walmart, of course, is concerned about the U.S. economic outlook this year after its latest earnings projections showed consumers were under heavy pressure. That means they're not paying, as much. They're not spending that money. A lot of people figured out that Walmart was woke, and they won't shop there based on that fact. You ever been to Walmart lately to see exactly what kind of people are working the checkout lines and what kind of people are stocking the shelves? So much for meritocracy, huh? And shoplifting has been so rampant in New York City that one of the Big Apple's busiest commercial districts is now turning to canines to sniff out shoplifters. Yeah, believe it or not. The trade group serving the neighborhood that includes Macy's, Herald Square, Penn Station, Madison Square Garden is contracting with a firm that provides canine units to sniff out shoplifters. Yep, a lot of shoplifting, by the way, occurs in drugstores. And they're going to be using that as well in the Big Apple. NPR, by the way, not immune. Woke NPR is going to cut 100 workers in one of its largest layoffs ever, 10% of its workforce. One of the largest layoffs in the nonprofit news giant's 53-year history. Now, we talked earlier about the government-controlled digital currencies, the digital currencies, right? CBDCs. Well, Tom Emmer, House Majority Whip from Minnesota, has introduced legislation yesterday to prevent the Fed from issuing these CBDCs, which he and others say could surveil Americans' financial activity. And, of course, we'll see what happens. Because, you know, if they get a hold of this, and Emmer is a staunch cryptocurrency advocate, but he says, hey, this digital currency right here is not good because they will be able to monitor every single place this digital currency gets spent. And they don't want it. We'll see how many people actually in both the House and the Senate support this, because everybody that votes in favor of this bill is probably thinking outside the box and thinking ahead that this is probably a good thing for America based on what our founding fathers set up for us. Those who vote in favor of digital currency are not your friend. They probably want to see everybody that has been dependent on cash to now be held hostage, be deprived of their rights to privacy, violation of their Fourth Amendment right. Don't think that there won't be lawsuits as a result of it, because there will be. Vanguard CEO Tim Buckley is now defending his position to remove the world's second largest asset manager from a climate alliance with asset managers, claiming his company is not in the game of politics and that his voice was being drowned out. Well, that's unusual. Vanguard, at the end of 2022, quit the Net Zero Asset Managers, a coalition of 301 of them, committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Interesting, isn't it? We'll see. Always a wait and see, right? Banking is a very complicated process, by the way, for working class people who fail to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. That's why they have Know Your Customer. Yep. They want to know. The banks want to know. They want you to provide where you get your money from, where you're employed. Such policies make it difficult for working class entrepreneurs to formalize and access funding. By restricting poor people to informality, Know Your Customer requirements sap the growth potential of small businesses. However, the ingenuity of the working class entrepreneurs, all these business people that want to be self-employed, has allowed them to compete by creating an alternative to the financial system. Oh, did your ears just perk up? Yeah, due to the success of rotating savings and credit associations, informal entrepreneurs have managed to build lucrative businesses in developing countries. These informal institutions are a pivotal source of capital formation. For example, in Nigeria, credit contribution clubs are quite popular, especially among the Igbo and Yoruba people. Interesting note, that's included in the email blast, by the way. Oh, more censorship. Google has blocked news content for some Canadians in response to an online news bill. Not good. First reported the Canadian Press, the company confirmed to the Star late Wednesday it's briefly testing a potential product response to the proposed legislation. That bill is C-18, the Online News Act. Wow. This is not a healthy thing, folks. And, of course, Sports Illustrated now has announced it's turning to artificial intelligence to generate articles and story ideas. Wow, you are not... Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd like to see what happens with the swimsuit edition. What are they going to do? Put avatars in there now? They're going to let their AI system create these imaginary models? Yeah, they're just, you know, I'm sorry. Sexism aside, because that's why men buy it. They buy the swimsuit edition because they like looking at beautiful women. And this, of course, is causing problems in the marketplace because of all these people that have eating disorders. They don't look like those swimsuit models, and now everybody's at fault because of it. We have this massive neurosis that's enveloping society right now. And, of course, the U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear Wikimedia's lawsuit challenging mass internet surveillance of the Americans by the NSA. This, of course, is coming out of the Rutherford Institute. We hope you will read that article. So, more than 850,000 power outages have been reported in the winter storm, olive icing conditions from blizzards and whatnot from California to the Northeast today. The Southeast, of course, and the South, we have unseasonably high temperatures. And a lot of you are thinking geoengineering. Ha, you might not be far off. So mainly in Michigan right now, more than 850,000 homes and businesses are without power. Freezing rain and ice has damaged utility lines and trees, according to tracker poweroutage.us. And believe it or not, growing sweet potatoes in containers. They're nutrient dense, have a significant amount of calories, and they're easy to start from scraps and easy to grow, even if you don't have much space. Grow them in containers. Start with sweet potato slips, and we're going to give you the instructions on how to do it. Fabric bags will work too. If you don't have drainage holes, any garden pot will work for the vines, all right? So the whole story is on there, okay? And now that we know that COVID-19 vaccines are about to be investigated by Congress, we're hopefully going to be back on the other side of the hour. We shall see. We'll have CC Blakeman on with us to talk about halt hospital homicides. But you can guess what that's about. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, things are happening in this world that a lot of people may or may not be aware of. That's one of the reasons why, on occasion, we are having Carolyn Blakeman on the show with us to discuss what's going on. And I was on a Zoho call the other day listening to one of those people that was rescued from a hospital where they were trying to literally murder her in the Dallas area. Dallas area hospital. Can we name the hospital?
Plano City.
Which one?
Plano City.
Plano City Hospital was trying to murder this woman. And I got to hear her story firsthand. Here's the thing, folks. If your loved one, and I know a lot of them that have gone into hospitals and didn't come out. I've known people that have gotten the jab and died of a heart attack. The loved ones went in the hospital and they died of sepsis. How convenient is that? They didn't quite say what caused the sepsis, which is basically a mass blood infection throughout the entire body, whether it was caused by an untreated UTI or starvation, not being fed. We've had Scott Shara on this program talking about what they did to his daughter, Grace. Mm-hmm. They've got websites all about this. And so, you know, our answer to this is a rally that is happening on Saturday, March 25th in San Antonio. And we're not going to do it at Milam Park, mostly in part due to the weather and how unpredictable it is. And apparently there's a lot of construction going on in the area that the city of San Antonio, we think it will basically drown us out. The speakers won't be able to hear. So because of logistics, we have switched the entire event to the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. That is a huge venue. and we don't have to worry about porta potties or anything like that. You get to go indoors where it's air conditioned. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 25th. And we are inviting the media, of course. People who are listening, if you know media that are going to be there, contact their assignment editor to let them know. There is a group of individuals that are, many of them are victims or families of victims who were either rescued or who died at the hands of hospitals. We talked about this on the show. I call them death camps for a reason. And it's because they get incentivized to murder people. I know it's like, Dave, that's harsh. No. When you have people like Scott Shara on there talking about what they did to his daughter and how the system plays on people, and even the cops get involved and they violate their constitutional oath, their you know, the rights of the people that are infirmed. You know, when they have a condition and they're having trouble breathing, they're supposed to be treated. The Hippocratic Oath is do no harm. But that's not the problem that we have in the hospital. The problem we have is protocols. And that's juicing up. First off, you got to diagnose them with COVID, right, Carolyn?
Yeah. Yeah, they're good at that too.
Yeah, they diagnose them with COVID. And then they turn around and, oh, wait, we have to give them Remdesivir. And so what's happening with Gilead Sciences now, Carolyn?
We've got a class action suit against Gilead for the drug Remdesivir. You know, why they approved this for use for COVID is unconscionable. I mean, it already had a 53% death rate in the Ebola studies. So, you know, people walk in that can't breathe or have respiratory issues and they die of kidney failure. You know, why is that? You know, that's completely unrelated. And they want to say that, oh, COVID causes kidney failure. But why didn't the rest of us that got COVID at home have kidney failure? They used safe, repurposed early treatment medications that they've taken away from us. So that whole kidney failure thing that COVID causes it, it doesn't hold water. Remdesivir causes kidney failure. It's been proven in studies to cause kidney failure. And just looking at our evidence alone, we've got about 750 stories in our database. Probably 95% of them got Remdesivir and 94% of them died of kidney failure. So, I mean, it's like Fauci wants to call that anecdotal evidence. Well, he can do it all he wants, but the facts are the facts. And that's not a coincidence with that many people. And other, I mean, we're just one organization. There's other websites showing the same results. So, yeah, it's the protocols that are killing people. It's not COVID. COVID's treatable with prevention and early treatments.
So the thing is, the CHBMP.org, that's CHBMP, that stands for?
COVID Humanity Betrayal Memory Project.
Okay, and that's a .org website, folks. And I take it that this is the blog that you operate that's got all these testimonials on it?
Yeah, you'll find file folders full of victims. And inside each, if you click on the file folder, it'll have all the details of the story and the case and a recorded video testimony of the victim or the most likely the family member of someone that died. And they're just heartbreaking. You know, we do these interviews and every day, and they're unbelievable stories, and they're very, very similar, but unbelievable. The abuse, the shaming for being unvaccinated, the being restrained, experimented on. I mean, these people walk into the hospital on their own free will and then get experimented on and killed. These are all the drugs, the protocol drugs are using are EUA drugs. That means they are experimental. And Remdesivir, Baricitinib, Midazolam, all these experimental drugs, they don't work. What works is the early treatment drugs, the hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin. You know, I tell this story all the time. My husband and I had COVID for 3 hours because the minute we got symptoms and lost our taste and smell, we took ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine together. And literally 3 hours later, we had no symptoms anymore. I got my negative test back before I got my positive one. And not that the tests even work, but if you want to go by that, it's just we felt better in 3 hours. And it was just amazing because everybody I know that's gone into the hospital gets Remdesivir and ends up on a ventilator. And 85% of people on a ventilator die.
And so this is all by design because they get paid for each step of the pattern of the protocol that
they do.
Yeah. And see, that's what we're protesting about. That's what the rally is about, is to explain this. Now, Understand that Texas Senator Bob Hall is one of the featured speakers there, and we put the lineup in yesterday's email blast, which will be out. Now, Rainer Fulmich. Rainer Fulmich is an attorney from Germany who has, in conjunction with some other lawyers, put together the criminal complaint that was filed with the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Now, I don't know exactly what has amounted as a result of the filing, whether or not they I can't see how they would investigate it, because this whole thing is part of a bigger project to murder as much of the world population as possible. It's going to be interesting to hear what Rainer Fulmich has to say. Mickey Willis, the filmmaker that did the movie Plandemic, he will also be there. And my understanding now is Halt Hospital Homicides is the new chapter in the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation's rally title that is now being changed over, and now the website's going to be changed over.
Yeah, we changed it last minute because we wanted people to come. We want the regular public to come. And it sounded too, we definitely want to honor the victims and their lives that were sacrificed so we could save our country. But this is also about educating the general public, because this is still happening. They're still using remdesivir. They're now giving it to 28-day-old babies. So there's no better way to honor your loved one than to stop this homicides, to stop these homicides in the hospital. So that's what we've changed it to, that. So I think we'll attract a bigger crowd. Like the doctors will be educating people about what's going on, you know, the effects of these deadly medications. Then we have a panel of attorneys that will be talking about what they're doing about it.
Including Tom Rentz.
Yeah.
Tom Rentz is going to be there, folks.
Yes. And Jamie Scheer, who's on the class action lawsuit team with Rainier against Gilead, they'll be there. And so we're pushing back. We're firing back. We've got cases all over the country now. There's a press conference, albeit in Sealy, Texas, this weekend on announcing remdesivir wrongful death cases. So with the attorneys, and Dr. Artis will be there, and Mickey Willis will be there. So things are popping up. You know, those cases that will be announced are going to be from Texas, Arizona, Michigan, California. So people are catching on. Cases are starting to be filed, and we're getting there. It's, you know, it's a slow process because the media has everyone so brainwashed that we have to unbrainwash people and say, wake them up and say, look, this is really happening. And once we do that, I think we'll be on the right path.
I'm just wondering, at this juncture, based on some of the stories I've heard, these people that have succumbed to these protocols, have you heard stories of the families demanding an autopsy?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. What are we hearing?
Well, a lot of times the hospitals say no, they won't do them. Like, they'll flat turn them down, and the victim will say, we'll pay for it out of our own pocket. No, we're not doing it.
So now you have to call in a medical examiner to do it.
Yep. And sometimes they won't do it. You know, the coroner gets a bonus too on these protocols.
But, oh yeah.
Yeah. they cover their bases.
Yeah, they did. Well, here's the thing, you know, Dr. Michael Baden still is out there. Even though I think he's retired, Dr. Michael Baden, that's Baden. He has been called in on criminal forensic investigations to determine cause of death. And when you have people like him out there that can do independent autopsies and examine the victim and find out exactly what killed them, you further bolster your case. Now, the thing is that the hospitals, all of these people, for some strange reason, think that they're immune from prosecution.
They do.
But really, they're not. Because, see, they go against the Hippocratic Oath, and they keep on with this brainwashing of the victim in the hospital, like, you're going to die, you're going to die, and they just convince them while they slowly deprive them of food and fluids and everything else that normally would kill the average person.
Yeah, the Gail, who you were talking about her case earlier, she wasn't fed for 13 days or giving water for 7. And they told her right when she walked into the hospital they were going to kill her. They asked her if she was vaccinated. She said no. She was waiting for more safety studies to come out. And the doctor actually patted her on the hand and said, I'm sorry, you're going to die. And she said, I didn't come here to die. I don't feel like I'm going to die. You're fired. But he came, and she fired him every day for 13 days. So her husband stormed the ICU and broke her out and brought her home and saved her with ivermectin and budesonide and the early treatment drugs that they denied her in the hospital. In fact, when they finally got the next doctor to give her some budesonide and she improved, and her doctor said, I've never seen this before. You're improving. And she said, well, just think what would happen if you gave me the correct dose of it. You know, some every 3 hours instead of every 6 hours. And they took it totally away, and she declined again. So anything that was working, they declined.
Well, they also juiced her with a dose of remdesivir as well.
Well, they bribed her. They told her she could only see her priest if she took remdesivir. And so thinking that she was going to die, she said, okay, I'll take it. And they let the priest in the next morning, and she said it felt like fiberglass going in. Her heart hurt. It was prickly feeling in her system. And after her priest left, she said, okay, I'm not going to die. She just had to, you know, he gave her faith and gave her hope. So she told him no more remdesivir. And they actually charted it in her medical records. Patient agreed to remdesivir if we let her see a priest, and now she's denying it. I mean, the audacity. But
but she fired her doctor every single day, and he keeps showing up. You know, to me, he's violated his Hippocratic Oath, and what are the medical boards doing about it? Not a damn thing. I'm holding the medical boards of every state that allows this crap to happen responsible legally for this, and I really think we need to go in there and just totally sue every person on that medical board in the state for failing to stop these murders that are going on in the hospitals, because I know of people who have gone in and it came out in a body bag.
Well, you're talking
and
about
it was something that was treatable.
Yeah, definitely. You're talking about the autopsies. Kat Crum, who is the leader of C-19 Widows for Justice, who we're teaming up with to do the rally, she had an autopsy done, a forensic autopsy. And the level of fentanyl in someone's blood, the maximum should be 4. Her husband's was 19. They euthanized him. And there's no question. I mean, he was a healthy, fit, young, you know, I think he was 60 maybe. Maybe late 50s, I can't remember, but not old, and completely healthy, and a teacher, and just a wonderful human being. And there's 19, his fentanyl limit was 19 in his bloodstream. That would take down an elephant, or a couple elephants. So that's not, that COVID didn't do that. COVID didn't put the fentanyl in his bloodstream in that high of dosage. You know, these are murders. Just flat out murders. It's no question in my mind.
Well, see, and the thing is people want answers because, see, once they admit you, this is the big mistake a lot of people make. They get sick. This is what happened to somebody we know in Florida. They go to the doctor. They take mommy to the doctor. Mommy's like, well, I just kind of feel we've been giving her ivermectin. She seems to be getting better. And the doctor says, oh, no, you need to go to the hospital. So they take her to Sarasota Memorial Hospital. And there, everything goes downhill. No more ivermectin. Well, she's got an infection. She dies of sepsis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, what else? You know, we told her no remdesivir. She told the doctors no remdesivir. She had power of attorney over her mother, medical power of attorney. Folks, that only goes so far. Once they get admitted into the hospital, it's like they become hospital property. It's like they're coveted because they're going to get a $300,000 paycheck. And you feel sorry for hospitals? I don't trust hospitals. I don't care if I ever see the inside of a hospital ever again. Not like that. No, because see, I mean, they'll label them like they did with Grace. Shara, DNR. She was not DNR. Wasn't Gail DNR as well? They put DNR on her chart.
Yeah, and she kept telling them, I'm not a DNR. And they're like, yes, you are.
It's like you people are
they're crazy.
Effing insane. I mean, I can't help myself on this. I've done the research. I've interviewed the frontline doctors. I've interviewed Dr. Artis on the show. I know we got people calling up saying it's all about snake venom. They agree with what Dr. Artis says. He's going to be also at this rally.
Yes,
for those of you who want to come to San Antonio and see it, at Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center, but they're going to actually be marching from the cenotaph at the Alamo down to the convention center to start the event and all of the widows and people that are affected by this, the victims of the families will be participating in this as well. And I'm hoping that we're going to have internet access there because we'd like to live stream the event here on the Power Hour.
Yeah, we will. We will. We have a production team coming in to hook everything up and cameramen. Of course, Mickey will be there with his film crew filming, you know, part of the rally for, I think, at the end of one of his movies, actually. It's going to be a really great day. I mean, I think it's going to be very educational and very inspiring and very, there'll be some sad moments with all the victims, you know, wearing their loved ones on their t-shirts that they had made and with their signs, you know, of what they did to these people in the hospital. It's just atrocious. So it's going to be a day to remember, really. And I just encourage all your listeners to try to come if you can. The speaker lineup is incredible.
Oh, it is. It is totally incredible. And we did publish that. It's coming up in the email blast. Should be there already in your inbox. So you can see who the lineup is. But, you know, we're with the limited amount of time that we have left. And we got about 5 minutes. So I want to get into the fact that, you know, we've got to have a solution for people, an alternative for people out there who have woke family members that insist they got to go to the hospital. They're literally, these woke family members are signing this person's death warrant potentially. So there's got to be a way to intercede and stop this nonsense. Anybody come up with any suggestions out of the gate?
Well, yes, early treatment and prevention is the key. It's absolutely a treatable virus that you can treat at home, or you can prevent from even getting it. The FLCCC.net, the frontline doctors, they all have protocols that will treat this illness. Like I said, we took ivermectin hydroxychloroquine right when we found out we had symptoms, and then they were gone in 3 hours, and we tested positive, but then the next day we were negative. Just have those medications in your COVID emergency kit at home. Take your vitamins every day. High dose vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. If you don't have hydroxychloroquine, Corsican. Try to get your hands, find a good doctor, try to get your hands on some ivermectin. It's the safest drug. I mean, I've never found any interactions with it. I take it once a week just for prevention. It's actually anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, anti-COVID. So it really is a miracle drug. You know, I went to a GNC the other day, just a regular retail store. I think I told you. And I asked for, where's the Corsican? Because it's a vitamin you can buy on Amazon or in the drugstore. And he said, the clerk looked at me like I was crazy. He said, oh, anything that works for COVID, they took off our shelves.
Oh, wow. They're woke too.
Wow. I mean, this is at the vitamin store.
It's a good thing that you can buy this at the Power Mall. We have Paratrex, Detoxidine. These are very similar things. We have mygotodoc.com. And we've had people emailing me at support@thepowerhour.com to find out where they can buy supplies of the stuff. That offer is still available, but we do have stuff because, see, the places that I get my supplies from does not support the Power Hour, all right? So that's why we have Paratrex and Detoxidine, which are two useful situations, in addition to quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D, all the things that you need to get through this thing. And you've got to get to the afflicted before the rest of the woke family does, because either the jab is going to kill them or the hospital is going to kill them. One or the other. And the jab, we already know, which they said was safe and effective. We already know that was a big lie. We had Dr. Carrie Mate on the show, and she's already said it's a matter of depopulating the United States and the rest of the world. And until people, you know, we have, what, 50%, would you say, Carolyn, now that have figured this out, that are awake?
I think so. We're getting there. You know, my parents were pro-jab, and now they're not getting any more. Same with my sister. You know, I tried to stop them in the first place, but, you know, don't ever tell somebody I told you so. Just say that's a good decision. And, you know, if you're having any issues, then you can always look up your batch number on howbadismybatch.com. I looked up 4 people's batch yesterday, and I didn't even want to tell them what I found out. So I just said,
well, are they listening to the show this morning?
They might be.
Yeah. Cause I'm curious to know, you know, what they might. And we also, by the way, We have the raw pine. Remember that? The raw pine power plus. We have that now at the Power Hour. That is also just loaded with pine needle tea and all the stuff that is necessary to fight COVID. You need to put that in your emergency kit just in case. Now, we already know that people who have had COVID probably have natural immunity, but in order to fight the spike protein, you should be stocking up on what we have on sale here at the Power Hour, which is the Raw Pine Power Plus, the Paratrex, the Detoxidine. We're out of time, but Carolyn, we're going to have you back on again before the big event. So
All right. Thanks for joining us.
We'll talk soon. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We're fighting for freedom, for our lives, and what's left of this country. Stay loyal. Stay true to the faith. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.